This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating admitting history and physical on patient Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, first name, Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, middle, Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y, the date of birth, 11-16-1953, the date of evaluation, February 28, 2022, place of service, XL Skilled Nursing Facility. The HPI, the patient is a 68-year-old male with history of HIV, comma, cervical spinal stenosis, comma, hypertension, comma, depression, who was found down at home and admitted for acute kidney injury with associated rhabdomyolysis, period. Patient was unable to remember what caused him to collapse or whether or not he lost consciousness, period. In the Ida case, he was admitted to the Summit Medical Center on 2-16-2022 and discharged on 2-26-2022, period. On admission, he was noted to be afebrile with an initial CPK of 7,719, period. Sodium was elevated at 147 and creatinine elevated to 2.05 from a baseline of 1.48, period. White blood count was 13.0 and AST was 396, ALT 194, period. CT of the head was unremarkable, period. He was discharged with diagnosis of rhabdomyolysis, next number acute on chronic kidney injury, stage 3, next number hypernatremia, resolve, next number Clostridium difficile colitis, next number episode of fall, next number essential hypertension, next number, HIV. Next number, chronic mild left hydronephrosis. Next number, essential hypertension. Next number, cervical spine stenosis. Next number, depression. Patient currently reports that he is doing well. He has no complaint of chest pain, shortness of breath. He was noted to have mild diarrhea, period. He reports that this is improving, period. His past medical history includes that of HIV, next number ulcers of both lower extremities, next number major depressive disorder, next number insomnia, next number hyperlipidemia, next number benign essential hypertension, next number HIV, next number neuropathy. Past surgical history, unremarkable. The medications acetaminophen, 325 milligrams. Take two tablets every 4 hours, BRN. Atenolol, 100 milligrams, one daily. Bupropion, 75 milligrams. Take 150 milligrams twice daily. Cholecalciferol, 400 units. Take 2,000 units by mouth daily. Cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams, 1 POTID. Juluca, J-U-L-U-C-A, take one daily. Correction, Juluca, J-U-L-U-C-A, 50/25 milligrams, take one daily for HIV. Doxepin, 75 milligrams, 1 POHS. Difficid, D-I-F-I-C-I-D, take one twice daily for 7 days for diverticulitis. Fluticasone, 50 micrograms, administer two sprays to each nostril daily. Gabapentin, 100 milligram capsule, take three capsules twice daily. Norco, 5/325, one tablet by mouth every hour, PRN. Correction, every 4 hours, PRN. Hydrocortisone acetate, apply externally twice daily. A hydrophilic ointment, one application to affected area twice daily. Melatonin, 3 milligrams HSPRN. Senosides, 8.6 milligrams, take 2 HS. The allergies, milk as a drink, the family history, non-contributory, the social history, he is single, he has no history of cigarette smoking. Review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, neurologic, no headache or dizziness. Gastrointestinal, he has ongoing diarrhea, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 118/76, pulse 73, respiratory rate 18, saturation 98%, temperature 97.8. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. The impression one, rhabdomyolysis, next number a kid on chronic kidney injury stage 3, red prerenal component, next number hypernatremia, hyphen resolve, next number Clostridium difficile colitis, next number episode of fall, next number essential hypertension, next number HIV, next number chronic mild left hydronephrosis, next number cervical spine stenosis, next number depression, the plan, he requires PTOT, he requires ongoing treatment to complete that of his colitis. He will require laboratory for follow-up of his chronic kidney injury, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on Daniel Beverly.